Chapter 12 Thought and Religion Unit 23 Plato, Then and Now All philosophy is influenced in one way or another by the ancient Greek writer and thinker, Plato, together with his teacher, Socrates, and his student, Aristotle. Plato helped build the philosophical foundations of the Western culture. His eternal questions, such as, what is truth, what is justice, and what kind of society should we build, remain as real for us today as they were 2,500 years ago. Plato was born to an aristocratic family in Athens. As a young man, Plato met Socrates, whose life and death greatly influenced him. The sacrifice of Socrates led Plato to formulate a new system of knowledge based on reason. He went on to establish an academy in Athens, the first institution of higher learning in the Western world. At the academy, he taught philosophy and wrote his famous dialogues. These accomplishments led Plato to be recognized today as one of the greatest philosophers of all time. To understand Plato's worldview, it is important to grasp the distinction he makes between sensible things and forms. Things such as a flower, a chair, and a beautiful person are the parts of reality which we perceive through our senses. Everything that we experience in the world of sensation is always changing and not perfect. The chair will get worn down, the beautiful person will get older. This is the realm of appearances, and we all know that appearances can be deceptive. These things change and ultimately fade away. Forms, on the other hand, are eternal and unchanging. Forms exist in the realm of perfect concepts. They are grasped not by the senses, but by reason. In Plato's well-known story, Allegory of the Cave, from his famous dialogue, The Republic, Plato describes a cave with people who are chained to the floor and facing a blank wall. They have no knowledge of anything except the shadows they see on the wall. But one individual finally escapes from his chains and climbs out of the cave. At first, he is overwhelmed by the sun and trees, but eventually he wanders around in wonder and delight. He realizes that the shadows or things were a poor representation of reality. He feels he should return to the cave and alert the others to escape the world of shadows. But when he climbs back down into the darkness, his efforts to communicate are useless because the people in the cave believe their world to be real. They feel his revelation threatens their reality, so they sentence him to death. This tale carries the same meaning today that Plato intended back when he wrote it. Philosophers with new ideas will be rejected by mainstream society. For example, Michel Foucault feared the government's implicit power over the lives of individuals. There were many people who respected Foucault's opinion of the government, but still, society at large ignored him. Plato would say this happens because most people mistake things, or shadows, as being reality. They cannot understand the complex concepts or forms, Foucault's ideas, that might help improve society. This is a good reason why we still need to pay attention to Plato's philosophy.